The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
My guest is Dr. Douglas Groteis. Those of you who listen to this program are going to be very familiar with him. Dr. Doug Groteis is a professor at Denver Seminary, and he's written an article entitled The Revolutionary Truth About Transgenderism. And as I'm thinking about you and thinking about this article, I'm thinking about how in the world are we going to begin to make a case for truth in this gender-conflicted, transgender-obsessed, post-truth culture. Dr. Doug Groteis, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's not going to be easy. In fact, in this article, I started out with a quote from George Orwell. Mm-hmm. From 1939, he said, "We have now sunk to a depth at which restatement of the obvious is the first duty of intelligent men. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. In times of universal deceit, telling the truth may be a revolutionary act." So now for many people, saying that there is such a thing as male and such a thing as female is a revolutionary act. To say that I had a biological mother, not a birthing person, is considered a revolutionary act. So Here we are, and this is not going to be easy. We have to try to figure out how we got to this place.
Now, I wanted to touch bases with you. Did you talk about some of these things at the Western Conservative Summit? Can you give us just a brief idea of how that went and the response that you received and what you thought of the event in general?
Right. My talk was not primarily about that. It was more about critical race theory, and it came out of my book that'll be out in about a month, called Fire in the Streets. I did touch on it, certainly. But the event was a tremendous success. There were about 2,000 people there, and they had a lot of plenary sessions, and they had quite a few workshops as well, and a lot of many exhibitors with different ministries, different outreaches into the education world. It was very encouraging. It's interesting to show you how controversial and in a way dangerous this topic is. Matt Walsh gave a short talk about his film, What is a Woman? And before you went into that talk, you were frisked because he's had multiple death threats because of this film, What is a Woman? Because he's taking the historical and biblical view that God made two genders. And that's true whether you like it or not. And I really encourage people to watch that film. You have to be a Daily Wire subscriber, but I think it's worth doing. By far, it's worth doing.
Well, this reminds me of something, because in your article, The Revolutionary Truth About Transgenderism, you talk about the big sex lie, and you kind of contrast and compare this idea of sex and gender. And, of course, Dr. Doug Groteis, I'm sure people have asked you this question. Can a person be born with the wrong gender?
No, you really can't. We've got to unpack this a bit. The idea, and this is a very modern idea, is that we can separate biological sex from gender. So 50, 60 years ago, the word gender was used really for languages, because some languages are gendered, like Spanish.
Yeah, male, female, neutral.
Right. Right. But what happened through various thinkers, sexologists like Alfred Kinsey and another guy named John Money, who was a psychologist and a pediatrician, and then philosophers like Judith Butler and others will say, no, your biology is not determinative of your identity as a sexual being. So the idea of gender is self-expression, which is not tied to any biological facts or any biological objective realities. So I've called this in this article dualistic nihilism.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is that there's a dualism, a dichotomy set up between the self and the body. So the self is in charge of the body. So if you don't like your female body, then you would want to maybe transition to a male body. Really, it's impossible, but that's the idea. Or vice versa, right? So the idea of gender is to say that your identity as a sexual being is not tied to your physicality. It's not tied to your anatomy at all. And so this world is a dualistic one in the sense that you've got a self that floats free of the body, and the self arbitrarily decides what it wants the body to be. That's why I call it nihilism, because the body is just a chunk of meat on this worldview. It's not that we were created body and soul by God and we have purpose to glorify God and love our neighbor and take care of ourselves because we were given our bodies by God. It's that I'm a self and the self is free from any cosmic purpose or meaning. It's what Carl Truman called expressive individualism in his terrific book, The Rise and Triumph of
The Self.
The Modern Self.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the worldview. You got to get to the worldview here. It's not just giving people options they didn't have previously with surgery or with hormone treatments or something. It's rooted in a profoundly unbiblical, untrue, irrational worldview.
You know, I know you're working on your new book, and it's getting ready to come out. There seems to be a relationship between critical race theory and transgenderism, that or that postmodern worldview, the deconstructive worldview that allows sex or gender, the words themselves, to become interchangeable. Do you think that we're facing a real problem as people begin to reassign the meaning of words so that now we can't even have a coherent conversation about this subject?
Well, it's true. I wrote a book about 25 years ago called Truth Decay, which is about postmodernism. And I dealt with some of these things back then. And now it's back with a vengeance, but use the word deconstruct. So the basic idea of deconstruction is that the received views about truth, morality, and sexuality are just arbitrary constructions of society. So if they're arbitrary constructions, they're not really based on objective reality or meaning or purpose or God's will or the Bible or anything like that. So we can deconstruct them. So what is a man? What is a woman? Well, don't look to biology for that. Don't look to the Bible for that. It is whatever you want it to be. So you are trying to create reality through your own words and your own thoughts and not be beholden to any reality that is fixed and beyond you, which you are accountable to. This is something Judith Butler did. She said, basically, all meaning is socially constructed, so let's apply that to gender, too. So she talked about performing a gender. And this is back in 1990, but now the genders are just multiplying day by day by day. I think it was 2 years ago I read an article that said there were 64 genders. I'm sure that's now considered conservative or fundamentalist or something, because you can just multiply them as much as you want, have as many variations as you want. And the reason is that people have denied the biblical view of creation.
Dr. Grotius, before we continue our conversation, just very quickly, do you anticipate that this article will be posted somewhere so that people will have access to it?
Yes, it should be posted at the Kim Munson website as a newsletter. So if you just put in Kim, it looks like Monson, but she pronounces it Munson. She's got a local radio show that I'm on once a month.
Okay.
So it'll be up there. It might even be up there now, but it'll be up within a day or two. And if you just put my name in and probably transgenderism on Google, you should be able to find it.
One of the paragraphs that you have in your article is entitled Girls Becoming Boys and Vice Versa. There was an article posted about U.S. birth certificates. And one of the things that I found shocking is that there is a growing number of states that recognize what they call intersex individuals with a third gender X option. California, Colorado, New Jersey, New York City, Oregon, Washington, District of Columbia. What's also interesting is there are certain U.S. states that will not, I repeat, will not change a person's gender. Idaho, Kansas, Ohio, Tennessee, because they think it's ridiculous. Now you have this growing debate. How is it possible that what you've been talking about could literally infect the whole United States and policymaking, and then once again create this big divide on what's happening in our culture?
Well, it's been brewing for a long time, and to tell the whole story would take quite a bit of time
right.
in terms of looking at the philosophy and medicine and all the rest of it. But it has to do with uprooting the human being and human society from any transcendent standard. Like, we can't look up anymore. We can only look at ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then denying that our bodies have any proper function. And if you get a car, you want it to function properly. You want it to last a long time and to be able to steer properly and accelerate and all the rest of it. It has a proper function. And our bodies have proper function sexually.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with how God has designed us in terms of male and female. And he has told us the right way to live and experience sexual intimacy, which is within heterosexual marriage. But see, when God is denied or pushed out of the picture, we're just on our own. And so we decide what the function is supposed to be autonomously,
mm-hmm.
apart from God. Let me make a distinction, though. The word intersex is kind of a misnomer. It's used for people that have a condition, and this is a condition you're born with,
mm-hmm.
called disorder of sex development. And that's extremely rare, but people can have ambiguous genitalia, other kinds of problems. But they are born with that. And it's interesting that this community of people are typically not that favorable towards transgenderism. Because
interesting.
The transgender people say, well, we just decide who we are. And they think that their gender has nothing to do with biology. And intersex people, and that's really not the best word, the better word is people that have disorders of sex development, have to wrestle with some things and figure out who they are. Because as a result of the fall, we all come into the world damaged in one way or the other. You know, some people are born without limbs or blind or something like that. And then there also are these disorders of sexuality, disorder of sex development. But when it comes down to it, still, everyone is male or female. And I've got a quote, interesting person here named Dr. Deborah Soh, S-O-H.
Mm-hmm.
The book is called The End of Gender. And she is what's called a sexologist. And she says, biological sex is either male or female. Contrary to what is commonly believed, sex is defined not by chromosomes or our genitals or hormonal profiles, but by gametes, which are mature reproductive cells. There are only two types of gametes, small ones called sperm that are mm-hmm. produced by males, and large ones called eggs that are produced by females. There are no intermediate types of gametes between egg and sperm cells. Sex is therefore binary. It is not a spectrum. Now, she's doing her science here as someone who is an expert on this. She's not a Christian, but she's looking at this and saying, look, we have biological realities to cope with here, to make sense of. And there is a real binary. The binary is what God created. But now supposedly we have to honor the non-binary, and the non-binary doesn't even really apply to people who have this intersex condition.
Mm-hmm.
But the real concern is for transgender people who want to completely separate their biology from their gender.
And
that's just not healthy. You know, we talked during the break about young girls who are deciding they want to become boys. And this has become really a major movement in American society.
And how is it possible that it's so reinforced in certain aspects of academia, medicine? And, of course, we're now convinced that the public education system seems committed in promoting gender confusion.
Well, it is. And the idea is that children are sexual from day one, and they need to be exposed to all the sexual possibilities as early as possible so they can find their authentic sexual self. Now, there's so many things wrong with that. First of all, children are not intrinsically sexual.
Right.
An awareness of sexuality comes later in life. But this is what the radicals like Wilhelm Reich and Kinsey and all the rest of them taught, is that sex is really the only thing that's important about human beings. And the problem with society is that we don't let people express their sexuality any way they want to. So it's like the chickens have come home to roost now with Wilhelm Reich and John Money and all the rest of them. And it's in the public schools. It's in curriculum. So you hear people say, and here's the scariest thing. I'm going to probably get angry about this one. But I've been saying for years that the way sexual ethics has been degenerating, the next taboo to go down will be pedophilia. And it's already here. Because I think people that are listening have seen these clips, they're disgusting, of drag queens coming into public schools and having story hour, or gay bars having events where you bring in children, I mean, young children, and they parade around with these drag queens, these sad, degenerate people. Now, what is that if not something like pedophilia? And the idea is, well, who are you to say that children aren't sexual? They are. People are sexual all the time. So let them decide what they want and expose them to everything possible so they can find their quote-unquote authentic selves. And if a little kid wants to have sex with an adult, well, who are you to say it's wrong? I mean, they're sexual. They have their own preferences. Why are you trying to inhibit them and limit them? And just in the last few weeks, I've seen that all this parading of the drag queens in front of children is just the segue to pedophilia.
It is there. Yeah, it is awful. And there's another little cruel addendum to what you're saying. It's discovered in New York City. New York City set aside $700,000 of taxpayer money to promote the drag queen story time. And so I can't help but think what Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him for a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. There seems to be an invitation to judgment when people embark on a crusade of wickedness. But again, as always, Dr. Doug Grotius, people want to find out more about you. Where should they go?
Right. You can go to my webpage, douglasgrotius.com, and then this article we've been discussing should be up at the Kim Munson website pretty soon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.